This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
ER Politics. I have Steve Nemirovsky with me right now. Steve did a great job on the show last week. He helped us close it out in segment 7 and segment 8. I've got him on the line right now. We're going to talk a little bit about what's going on politically in our country right now. The dysfunction is amazing. We talked about dysfunction last week, political dysfunction. Nemo was saying that he feels the answer to that is actually reliable third-party system. I want you to explain your philosophy a little bit, if you would, Steve.
Well, again, I spent a lot of time in government and politics, and we have a scenario where the incumbents are just getting reelected every time. And if you say to yourself, how are we going to break this cycle of dysfunction, you have to break it by changing the paradigm. And much of the incumbency protection is all driven by legislation that these guys have passed so they can stay in power. One of the few ways you can get there to disrupt that is with legitimate third party. It changes the dynamic. Last week, I think as I explained, the simple math of it is if you take any legislative body and you elect enough seats so that neither party has a majority, I think you then change the paradigm and you force conversation and you force compromise. And that's the goal of all this, to get back to compromise and conversation and problem solving.
Nemo, that's got to be exactly the goal right now, because we're solving no problems right now. All we're doing is getting more and more dysfunction. You have a dysfunction, in my opinion, in society right now, in that the left is very angry at the right and the right is very angry at the left. And you have information coming out to, I guess I would have to say, solidify both arguments, and you don't know if it's true or false. I want to ask your opinion about one thing. President Trump has said he's more than happy to meet with Mueller, and his only caveat is he wants to make sure that it is on the record. How do you feel about Mueller interviewing the President of the United States? I guess I should say investigating.
Well, I don't like to get it at a personal level on any of this stuff, but I would have to suggest at a personal level, I think this whole investigation has gotten beyond the point of its original intent. I mean, if the original intent was to figure out if Russia was disrupting our elections, which is a very legitimate question, I think that should be investigated. As when you bring in a special counsel, you then open yourself up to a bunch of tangents, and it seems like we are heading in a lot of tangents all at one time here. And noisiest tangent, of course, is the tangent about the president. You probably can't get away from it, though, and since it is so disruptive and creates so much noise, if the president can take that off the table, I think we're better off for that. So if his getting in front of Mueller helps take all this off the table, that's probably where I would want to go. Having said that, it doesn't seem to ever work that way, that when you have these interviews, it doesn't take it off the table. It creates more noise, and then the disruption goes to a new level.
Well, you know, I would agree with that. Nemo, I have to say one thing, and that is that I think we're at a turning point in the history of our country right now. I think that a lot of the things that you feel need to happen in terms of not necessarily having what I would call belligerent commentary between two parties, I think that's really about ready to happen, because my personal opinion is, looking at the press, looking at what Trump has come out with this week, I would have to say that we could be looking at the liberal side of the aisle, in my opinion, taking a really big hit here. I think that's very possible. Got any opinion on that?
Well, in what sense? With the immigration issue or something else?
Well, I'm not really talking just about the immigration issue. The immigration issue, to me, is pretty cut and dried, although it has gotten very, very complicated. But I'm talking about the investigation headed up by Mueller. I'm talking about the allegations against Mrs. Clinton, Secretary Clinton, former Secretary Clinton. I'm talking about the allegations of severe impropriety having occurred by both Secretary Clinton and the events at the Democratic Convention. I think that that's going to really come back to haunt them, if in fact it's true. And I personally, with all of the research I have done on that issue, I'm pretty confident that it's true. Agree or disagree?
Well, here's where I would come out on this. The old expression is what goes around comes around.
Right.
And what I see happening in politics nowadays is one party gets in power, as the Republicans are now.
Yep.
And then the other party attacks them relentlessly, and usually on things that aren't about how government's being run. They're just purely politics, okay? The debt ceiling is a classic example. So the Democrats thought they had leverage to go after the debt ceiling on immigration right now. But that's the playbook the Republicans used when the Democrats were in power, and they went after the debt ceiling on the health care stuff.
Right.
So what I think these parties do to each other is they don't realize each one reads the other's playbook, you know? And then when one's in power and the other's not, they come after the other one. But that just opens themselves up for when they're in power. So the dysfunction feeds on itself in that way because no one lets anything get finished in government, and they all are in this endless cycle of attack. And you get nothing done. It's just one attack after another.
So we're talking about here indirectly, but I would have to say it may be indirect, but it's very, very effective, is we're talking right now about the total dysfunctionality of the two-party system.
Yes.
I think,
totally dysfunctional.
Yeah, no, I would agree 100% on that one. the only other political issue I want to get your opinion on is Donald Trump has said, I will be happy to do the citizen, not necessarily happy, but I will provide citizenship for the quote-unquote dreamers in exchange for one thing, and that one thing is he'd like to see a wall built between the United States and Mexico. How do you feel about that, Steve?
Well, I've been following this issue for a while. It's the most intriguing issue that's out there right now, and I'll tell you why. I've been in the government a long time. I've been in and out of it. I've been a lobbyist. I do a lot of things. And the best deal that gets made in government is the deal where everybody leaves the room and no one likes the deal because they all think they gave up too much.
Uh-huh.
And I like the paradigm here because both sides can get what they want. They can both declare victory, and the country can move forward. So President Trump is a deal guy, and there's a deal to be made here, because on one side, the question is, how do you handle people who are either already in the country or want to come in the country? How do you set those standards? And the other side is, how do you build the protection that the other side wants? How do you maybe build a wall, build an electronic wall, build e-verification? It's a classic deal. It's like a classic business deal. Both sides want something, and both sides can trade something. The question is, can they actually get in a room and make a deal and make a trade? Or will they back off as they always do and go back to their bases and say, well, those other guys wouldn't make the deal, and here's why I did what was best for my base. And if they only look at what's best for their base, that's when we get no results, because it's just politicized.
Last question. I happen to agree with you 100% on that one, Nemo, but the last question I want to ask you is there such thing out there right now in society called credible news, or is it all, and I think the term fake news is a little bit, I think that's a little bit dramatic, but is there any credible news out there in your opinion right now? I got to tell you, being the junkie that I am, the news junkie that I am, I really have to wonder.
I think it's hard to define it, and that's what I think you've asked before, what you call this phenomenon. But what we have, in my opinion, is we have polarized news. So when I look at an issue, Al, I go to information that's coming from the left, and you look for information coming from the right, and I try and figure out how to balance it. But if I don't look at a news report from all sides, I don't ever feel that I'm getting the full story anymore. I just don't think you can read one production, one news media, get one information from one source, and really know what's going on. You can have the exact same story reported on, and it gets reported so differently. It's just skewed. How about if we call it skewed news? Can you say that fast 10 times? Skewed news.
You know, I have to agree with you, Nemo, 100% on that one. Real quick, we've only got about 30 seconds here. Tell us real briefly what your television show accomplishes.
The show's called None of the Above. It's on grassroots television in Aspen, Colorado. And it's meant to be an educational place where people can go and learn some of the great work that's being done by people who want to fix this dysfunction and fix this polarization. So we have guests on who are trying to fix the problem. And I'm trying to educate people so that people want to solve this problem. They may not like my idea about a third party, but they want to fix redistricting. They want to fix campaign reform. Where you can go and get involved and make a difference.
And he can make a difference by listening to what Steve has to say. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. We're going to be right back.
Hey. you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Every industry faces distinguishing challenges and circumstances that shape the business and financial landscape. Camusso CPA LLC delivers unrivaled depth of knowledge and an engaging experience relevant to each client's industry-specific needs. Camusso offers preemptive guidance and knowledge required to achieve your greatest business and personal financial potential. Our approach is based on forging long-term business relationships accompanied by trust and value, creating an ever-important partnership. Build your dedicated financial team with us today. Visit CamussoCPA.com. That's CamussoCPA.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Back with KER Politics, chatting with Ryan Cole. Right now, Ryan is the voice of a company that I am invested in. It's a company called Corvus Gold. Having said that, Ryan, you are becoming our go-to guy when it comes to defining the concept of blockchain. What exactly is blockchain all about if it has nothing to do with determining the price of, let's say, a Bitcoin?
Thanks, Al, for having me on again. So blockchain is actually technology. So the blockchain is behind all the digital currencies. It's the premise of the digital currencies, such as Bitcoin, Ethereum, all the other ones that you hear of all the time in the press. But what we always see is that there is confusion on the matter. What is Bitcoin? What is blockchain? They're often interchangeable, but they really are not the same thing. So blockchain is the technology. It is essentially a cryptographically secured ledger that can be permissionless, meaning it's available to the public, or private, and it's also decentralized, meaning not one party or entity controls it all. So if you think about it in the past, how did we keep records? How did we keep stuff like medical records, property titles, banking information? It's often stored in one central location, a server, or in the past, say at like a library or somewhere. And each time there was a change, someone would actually have to go in there physically and actually make that change on that ledger. You can see that it is actually quite inefficient to do it that way, and it's also time consuming, and there is a central hub to it, so you before you actually have to physically go there to make a change. Of course, nowadays with the advent of the internet and computers, it's a lot quicker, but it's still inefficient. So if you want to think of what the blockchain is and what it does, you think of blockchain as a digitized version of those ledgers.
Mm-hmm.
A block is a bundle of information, like a page in an accounting ledger, and the blockchain is like a series of pages. However, instead of these pages being centralized, it exists in a network of, say, millions of computers at the same time as exact copies. So each time there is, say, a new transaction, it is added into a pile of other new unconfirmed transactions. And a block is assembled by, say, a network of computers as they are solving a complex mathematical problem, hence it's the same thing as what they're calling mining. And as they solve the problem, those blocks are added to the chain as they have now been confirmed and can be a real part of the blockchain. But that does not determine the price of, say, a Bitcoin. Bitcoin is something completely, entirely different.
Can I stop you just for a second?
Sure.
Tell this idiot here how the information is verified.
How is it verified? Well, the verification process is essentially, as I mentioned earlier, say there's a lot of unconfirmed pieces of information or transactions, let's just say. What happens is that gets added into a big pile of unconfirmed transactions, and a miner, per se, or a computer, goes in there and assembles all the information into a block. And the first computer to complete that block or solve a mathematical composition then adds that block into the chain. And at that point, that's when it is actually verified.
Very, very simple.
Once that one miner, per se, has solved that block, all the rest of the other miners have to start all over again as the one verified block has just occurred and next comes the next block. So they all have to try again.
Mm-hmm.
So there's an incentive to get it right.
Yeah, so consequently the information that you're looking at, and I want to stress the word information, ledger page, what have you, is the definitive ledger page for that particular issue, correct?
Sure. Yes, so it's been verified. All the entire network believes that is 100% real. It's been added to the blockchain.
Mm-hmm. And then I would guess I go one step farther, and I would say once the information becomes a definitive information, at that point, quite apart from Bitcoin itself, at that point, people would use that information perhaps to determine whether or not they wanted to purchase Bitcoin. Is that correct?
Yes, you can say that. Or if that blockchain was for, say, real estate transactions, you see the titles, those are all have been confirmed, that's who owns that property, then you can feel comfortable in that, okay, this property belongs to this person according to the blockchain, it's been verified.
That is a great, great way to put it. Now even Big Al understands it. And I want to say one other thing. It is important for people to realize that a blockchain is not necessarily a product, as perhaps a Bitcoin could be termed a product. A blockchain is a source of information, a source of definitive information, I think is the best way to put it. And it's just as simple as that, correct? I mean,
I would put it more so that Bitcoin is essentially a payment system that uses the blockchain technology. Blockchain is a tool.
Mm-hmm.
So, and Bitcoin is an application of that tool.
Isn't that interesting? Well, I tell you, you sure have cleared up that situation for me very quickly, and I do appreciate it. It's amazing the amount of ignorance that there is out there in the public forum as to a simple definition of blockchain versus Bitcoin. Ryan, we've got a minute left here. You guys brought a press release this week. Basically, what, just more discoveries?
Well, as our press release has shown, we continue to expand at Motherlode. It's an exciting time for us. We've been drilling here since September, and we've come a long ways. We will have 42 holes reported, as that's how many holes that were completed in phase one of drilling. And we've already started on phase two. So we're expanding the deposit to the west, to the north, northwest, and at depth. So it's exciting. We don't know how big this deposit really is. There is no constraints to it as it is right now. And look forward to having more results in the future as we continue to drill.
And remember, in the interest of full disclosure, Ryan Coe is a good friend. Jeff Pontius of Corvus, along with many of the other management people, are good friends of mine. I do own shares in the company, and I will not buy or sell any additional shares without letting listeners know 5 minute business days in advance of my example. Thank you for making a somewhat muddy project very clear, Mr. Coe. Appreciate it.
Find out more about today's guests. Visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, and welcome back. I got to tell you, Ryan Coe really knows this information about blockchain, etc., all the various aspects of it that are really an important issue right now. And I hope he clarified for you. He certainly did for me a little bit about what it's all about. It's interesting. The more people I talk to asking them if they can define blockchain, the more I realize that most people don't even know at all what it's about. There's a real indication of tulip mania, for lack of better terms. You know, I've got Josh Phillip on the right line with me right now. Josh is with the Epoch Times, as you all know. We did a very important weekend special courtesy of Josh, actually courtesy of his referring us to the managing editor, Jasper Fockart, of the Epoch Times. It would appear that there is a very clean-cut case against the progressives at this moment in time. And if you listen to go to our website, www.kereport.com, we have a lengthy discussion of that along with a very concise, clear depiction of what actually happened. Josh, let's talk a little bit about, let's go back to 2016 when Donald Trump was elected. Now, the Epoch Times was probably the only paper of any consequence. 11 million readers, you're a paper of consequence. You guys are the only pub that actually predicted that he would win. Let's talk about that.
Right. So a few pieces to that. Interesting to note, if you were to go back to about September 2016, there were actually other media saying that they believed Trump could lose the popular vote but win through the Electoral College. And it was around that time when a lot of the disinformation around Trump started coming out. For example, the DNC-funded Russian dossier, things like that. I won't get into that because, of course, Jasper got into that. I assume you have it on your website. But a lot of media, I think, were doing selective polling to create this illusion that Trump had basically no chance of winning, when in reality, in our own experience talking to people, we at Epic Times kind of saw, very strong evidence that Trump was going to win. And the reason was, we were talking to people in different parts of the U.S., and we ran into two types of people. There was the person who would say, you know, I'm voting for Hillary Clinton because, you know, I don't like Trump, and they get really into it. And then there was another type of person who would say, well, we'll see who I vote for. Mm-hmm. And that became kind of like the code phrase for I'm voting for Trump. That person who would not tell you who they were voting for, who seemed like they made it look like they were on the fence. And the reason was, people then, as I think they still are now, would not openly say that they support Trump, that they would vote for Trump, because doing that means that you will be verbally attacked, especially on, you know, online, for example, if you're on Facebook or Twitter. But even more so if you do it publicly through a news outlet, you're going to be attacked by your coworkers, possibly by your boss, by your family members. And so people who wanted to vote for Trump would not say they wanted to vote for Trump. And that was one of the biggest indicators we had.
You know, it's interesting, but chatting with Lieutenant Colonel retired Jim McKinney, he predicted the same thing was going to happen. From the Epic Times, but most people were really, really assured that Trump was not going to win the election and didn't even have a chance. Now we have a situation, as one of your recent papers put out, devoting a fair amount of time to it, where Trump is actually very popular. Now, I read yesterday where his approval rating after the Davos situation went up to like 45%. Any comments on that?
Well, it's interesting to note that's 45% oftentimes being polled among media that are not supportive of Trump.
Mm-hmm.
In my book, I'd say that's 45% of people who are either anti-Trump or who are following anti-Trump media, I should say, or who are maybe middle of the road. In other words, I think the polling often doesn't include the actual Trump supporters who are not reading mainstream news outlets anymore, who are mostly following, independent or smaller news outlets.
Mm-hmm.
I also think that, of course, Trump's tax breaks are going to have a huge impact. I think, the African American.
Anyway, go ahead.
Highest number of jobs for African Americans and Hispanics, I think, ever recorded. I think that the left at this point is getting really concerned that they're losing their whole voting base. And, It's getting very interesting, and this is aside from the point that there are some big scandals possibly brewing, such as this memo we've been hearing about that might come out allegedly next week, as soon as next week. Republican senators are saying it's bigger than Watergate, that it could implicate a lot of Obama officials, and I think there's going to be a pretty big shakeup right around the corner in this country that's going to maybe change the whole voting dynamic. We'll have to see how it turns out.
Well, I think it's going to change the whole voting dynamic for one reason particularly. There have to be an awful lot of Americans who are absolutely sick and tired of what's going on in politics in America right now. You know, the issues of fake news, for one, the barbs that are going back and forth. It's all a circus, for lack of better terms. And I would have to say that it's a circus that makes no sense. I think that we are losing a heck of a lot of credibility around the world, because I think people are looking at the United States and they're saying, you know what, this is really, really not appropriate for arguably the strongest a country in the world, and I would agree with that 100%. Let me get your opinion on a couple of things. And that is Trump's situation. This just came out about 48 minutes ago in the Epoch Times. Trump is now pitching America First in Davos at the World Economic Forum, specifically on January 26th. He said, when the United States grows, so does the world. Any comments on that statement, Josh?
Right, that's interesting. I would point back to Reagan's time, when Reagan started cutting taxes and bringing jobs back, or bringing manufacturing back to the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
There are two ways. This is just my analysis. There's two ways I would explain it. One is that I think Trump actually wants people around the world, not just in America, to be proud of their countries. I think that patriotism is often confused with extremism, but this historically, this doesn't have to be the case. I think a person's love for their country is a person's love for their culture, mm-hmm. for their neighbors, for, you know, what they represent to the people, and for the values they stand for. I think restoring that and appreciating that, not only in our own culture but in other cultures, is something that does benefit all countries. And I think Trump is trying to, when he speaks to our international community, I think he's actually trying to bring that point across. It doesn't necessarily have to be. That patriotism is something that we respect across borders, but the idea that countries take care of their own issues, that countries address their own problems instead of trying to put money, instead of this globalist system where you have countries putting money into wherever it's cheapest to manufacture, instead of having people, looking for the cheapest workforces they can find, the people they can mistreat in, the worst ways, the people who can do it quickest and cheapest. I would argue that the way things have been done are.
Josh, I got to cut you off here for a second, ladies and gentlemen. We have to take a quick commercial break here. I'm going to be right back.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey, welcome back. Continuing our discussion with Josh Phillips. You know, we were talking in the prior segment more about what's going on with Trump, more about what's going on with the situation between, I would have to say, the conservatives, although I'm not really sure that Donald Trump is a perfect conservative, but I would say that he's very definitely opposed strongly to what the progressives are out for. You know, I want to talk a little bit, if you don't mind, about illegal immigration, Josh. One of your reporters, Emil Akin, is actually an immigrant. She's from Turkey. She wrote an article entitled Illegal Immigration, a Center of Government Shut Down. Well, it is, but it shouldn't be. Give me your opinion on that, would you?
So I think there are two sides to the issue. One is that, I mean, of course, people want to seek a better life. We can respect that. Of course, these are hardworking people. But when your introduction to a country, your first introduction to that country, is to violate its laws, and also to circumvent a process that, you know, America does let a lot of immigrants in, but to circumvent that whole process, you know, at the cost of whoever else, at the cost of American taxpayers. In New York, for example, they didn't want to start sending, you know, illegal immigrants to school for free, so that's on the backs of taxpayers. When it starts to impact American citizens in a negative way, when American citizens have to foot the bill for other people breaking their laws, I think that's a problem. And the other big problem is that, of course, these people, the illegal immigrants, they overwhelmingly vote Democrat. Mm-hmm. And it's, of course, the Democrats who are giving them the free stuff. And it's, of course, the Democrats who are fighting for them to be able to stay here. Or, you know, for example, in California, even altering laws so that they can vote in elections and influence our elections. Now, I don't know if you ever watched Prager University's videos. They had an interesting video of, I think it was a woman from Venezuela. I might be wrong. But she made a good point that did a lot of these people come here because they're fleeing countries that were ruined by socialist politics. They're fleeing countries whose economies were ruined by socialist, you know, dictators or politicians, like in, you know, Venezuela or Lula in Brazil. And they come here and vote for the exact same policies, right? I mean, for the American people, I think this is an issue because we're importing the problems that have been shown, that have already been shown to damage other countries, and that, ironically, the same people who are being used, you know, as voters to push this because they're being given handouts by the people trying to do this. left the countries because they're trying to flee those exact same problems. I think when it comes to most conservatives not liking illegal immigration, it's not that they don't like, you know, Mexicans or Hispanics. It's not that they're racist. It's that they're concerned about importing the problems that exist in those countries, you know.
Yep.
And also the destabilization of our own laws. That how can we have a country that's based in law if we're openly allowing people to violate our laws? Where does rule of law even stand in that case?
Boy, I gotta tell you, it seems pretty clear cut to me, and I've said this numerous times for the record on our show, and that is that illegal immigration, it's exactly that, it's illegal, you know, and I have no problem with immigration, none whatsoever. I just want to see it done legally, to say the least. Hey, one other thing that came up in the Epoch Times just recently is the Department of Justice Inspector General found the missing messages between the FBI antitrust officials. Here's a direct quote. Department of Justice DOJ Inspector General has located the missing messages between anti-Trump FBI official Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, according to letters sent to congressional committees on Thursday night and obtained by both CNN and Fox News. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with those letters. I'm not really sure that there's anything illegal about being a member of the FBI and actually not supporting the president who's under investigation right now, not supporting him whatsoever, but I think it is, for lack of better terms, not correct. I think you have to have a totally unbiased investigation team. And it would seem more and more every day, Josh, that that's not the case.
Right. So this is going to be interesting because Peter Strzok wasn't just on the Trump-Russia investigation under Robert Mueller. He was also involved with the Clinton investigation,
mm-hmm.
right? And he was also tied in with the whole, you know, dossier insurance policy, as they called it, scandal. So if you know, there were some recent texts, for example, showing that Peter Strzok asked kind of flimsy question to Clinton because they were worried that they thought Clinton was going to become president,
mm-hmm.
and that if they asked too hard of questions, she would hold that against them once she became president.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that they're bringing back now, of course, the whole Clinton investigations because they're finding that Peter Strzok's involvement poisoned the investigation. Peter Strzok's involvement with, you know, the anti-Trump, his anti-Trump text shows also bias within the Mueller investigation. So he has discredited the Mueller investigation, and allegedly with this new memo coming out,
mm-hmm.
Which, you know, Republican senators are saying is bigger than Watergate. If this shows politicization of the FBI and other key agencies involved with this whole scandal, it's very possible that this could be the end of the Mueller investigation, that very, very possibly even some key people in the FBI could themselves face charges for perjury or signing off on, you know, documents used as evidence, for example, to get FISA warrants and these kinds of things.
You know, I made an interesting comment prior to the election back in November of 16 and my 17, sorry, and my comment had to do with, what am I saying, 16, and having said that, my comment had to do with we're going to see when this election, you know, when the chickens come home to roost, we're going to see just how powerful the Clinton family actually is. And I have to tell you, I think what we may very well see, and what I'm hoping and praying that we're going to see, is we're going to actually see just how powerful the Department of Justice in our country is, because it would appear from everything that I've seen, and I have to say that the majority of my research has dealt with, you know, issues like I discussed with Jasper Thockart, etc. I mean, and things I read in your paper, because I am a very avid reader of your paper, it would appear that it's damn near an open and a shut case against the progressives. And I think that the goodness of our country, the honesty of our country, is going to come through. And I would have to say that nothing would be more disappointing to me, Josh, than to see somebody like Bill Clinton or Hillary Clinton to have it proven that they, in fact, did everything they could illegally to
to prevent the election from going the right way. What does that say about people like Chuck Schumer? I mean, it's pretty obvious. It's pretty negative commentary on them, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, well, our research shows that it was a very, very large number of individuals involved with this. That, of course, the Clinton campaign and the DNC paid for the Russian dossier. Obama was, of course, you know, involved with other elements of it. You had politicization of the FBI, of the Department of Justice. You had media involvement, media being paid off even by Fusion GPS, which created the dossier and also directed Christopher Steele to speak to the media, you know, about the dossier. Who took those payments? Was there reporting influenced by those payments? Was, you know, was the DNC involved in that? And then, of course, there's been, I think it was Donna Brazilian, I can't remember the name of the woman now. Mm-hmm. There was a book not too long ago that exposed even that the Clinton campaign had bought control of the DNC.
Right.
I mean, the scandal in this is going to be very large, and it's going to bring down a lot of very powerful people, I think. And you're right, it is going to be interesting to watch the justice system in the United States do its work. Because I think a lot of us feel that we haven't seen good justice in a good while now.
No, I agree 100%. And I have to say that you can change moral values, or you can attempt to change moral values, you know, with some of the actions, quite frankly, that the progressives have put into practice for the last 8 years, one of them being, you know, illegal immigration really isn't illegal, it's okay, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, I don't think you can change the morals, for lack of better terms, of the American people. And I think that's what's happening right now. Ladies and gentlemen, also check out the weekend special that I did with Jasper Fockart. Even give you more information, most of it in writing. Josh, you're a good guy. I appreciate your input. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Would it be okay if you had 2 paychecks instead of 1? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.